Like, not even a little bit.
He's a psycho. He likes his little car.
I know, right? They Jesus Christ. I feel like changing my damn shirt. Sweating. I don't even have freaking a bra on and I'm still hot. No, nothing. Just bare. Jesus. What's up, everybody? This is the Not For Sale Podcast. I am your host, Bree, a.k.a. Duce Bree, and we have our lovely guest today, Lydia. She is back. Unfortunately, CJ is sick.
He got the bug.
He got the bug. And he definitely was not about to come nowhere near me.
Ma'am.
So, we're hoping that you know, CJ, get well, get better. But what's up, Lydia? What's shaking? How was your weekend?
Nothing. Weekend was cool, busy, you know, a lot going on, trying to get a lot of pieces put into the puzzle. But, you know, for the most part, I'm cool. I braided my daughter's hair. I braided Maya's hair. She took me out of retirement real quick.
I love it. I love it. You might have to do mine.
That's crazy. Crazy. I've been doing hair since the turn of time.
Yeah, and you're not going to stop doing hair. I don't understand.
I'm not.
Like,
I'm a little passionate.
What do you think is going to happen when, you know, eventually, in 20 years, I have a pygmy?
That's crazy.
What happens then? You think that I'm going to do it?
I got
to
do it.
I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm going to send her right to you. Right. Him and her. Whatever ones, they're coming right to you. I'm just going to let you know.
I welcome it. I welcome it.
I can't.
It's great.
Listen, at least you get some money.
You ain't gonna pay me. Don't lie to these people.
I'll get you money through other people. How about that? I'll give you clients. I've given you clients.
Girl, don't never pay me back.
I give you clients. That's enough.
You see? I'm abused over here, y'all.
Listen, you'll be fine.
That's wild.
I've dealt with the abuse for how many years? Okay. What did I do this weekend? I didn't do much this weekend. Yesterday was Zara's birthday.
Happy birthday, Zara.
Happy birthday, Zara. Woo. We went to Area 53, which was like a paintball, laser tag, arcade.
How was that?
It was really nice.
Where was that?
Williamsburg. Oh. It was really nice. I actually might do that for mine. Because
yeah.
That was actually really fun, yeah.
Okay.
Three games. I think, yeah, we did three games because the place was packed the whole night. We had a reservation for 8:45. Mm-hmm. And we had to be out of there by 10, the latest.
Oh, so that's how they do it. They give you a block of time that you could stay. Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart, so it doesn't get too packed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is really nice. After that, I came home and relaxed and started prepping for the show. I also had to get new mics, as you can see.
Because somebody don't be talking in the mic.
He don't, and it's so annoying. Like, yo, what the hell? It's okay. I already cursed his ass out. He's like, yo, what you mean I don't talk inside the mic? I'm like, yeah. Why does the bodyguard talk inside the mic and you don't?
That's crazy.
And he said the same thing.
That's crazy.
I said, oh, that's not that crazy. You should actually learn to talk inside the mic.
I mean, you don't want to be like, what? That's crazy.
You have to talk inside the mic.
Nah.
The mic will be here and he'll be talking over here.
He's passionate. He's passionate about the topic, so he started moving.
I can't. Not the passion. He was texting me about his conspiracy theories.
Oh, come on.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
That's wild.
You keep your conspiracy theories to yourself.
His brain be going.
After the Drea shit, keep your conspiracies to yourself, okay?
I'll be hating on Drea.
I don't understand why everybody hates on that girl.
I don't know why neither.
I think she did a great job.
Amazing. And let me tell you.
She got the bag. She got the man. She got the daughter that she always wanted. I think everything kind of worked out for her.
She got for me?
What?
Unbotheredness. Let me tell you something. If unbothered was a picture, she's right there. And I love that for her. I love that she came out International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her pictures. They look beautiful.
Yep.
And I loved her message.
I loved it.
Y'all not going to move me. I got my baby girl.
Yep. They don't give a damn.
You miserable bitties.
Yo, but the internet.
23-year-old. Woo.
Listen, I'm not mad at it. I think Drea still looks like she's in her 30s.
Word.
She's in her early 30s, late 20s
Word.
To me. So,
yep.
But the internet tore her the fuck up, though. You know,
blow up. Some new users
said, "Nah, this ain't it. This is disgusting. I hope us women give her the same energy that we gave Marcus Houston's. If the table was turned and it was a 21-year-old woman, we would have dragged that man from DC to Cali."
I'm 23. How old is this boy?
22.
Oh, he's 22. Okay, cool.
22. Yeah, we would have dragged that man from D.C. to Cali in the comments. "I have four boys, so this irks my soul. But she wanted the come-ups. But as the good folks say, all money ain't good money."
What come-up? Why do they keep saying this?
What do you mean?
As if this girl is broke.
Because Jalen, do you know his contract?
No, I know his contract.
$40 million. Mm-hmm. And then he's about to get in a raise, a 25% raise. Perfect. So you don't see that as a come-up.
I see it as a come up for my kid.
I do too.
Right? Like, I think that my income plus his income is going to lead to a very comfortable life for my child. Absolutely. Right? And I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either. I
mean, again, the age gap is going to be a little cringy. And, you know, but at the end of the day, what are you supposed to do about it?
This is not the first time.
She's pregnant.
Yeah. This is not the first time we've seen this crazy ass age gap. Cher was 40 years older than fucking AE.
And let's not forget about our lovely yoga mogul, Mr. Russell. He waited for his wife, Mrs. Simmons.
You ain't never lying.
So, I mean, it's not that it's not been done. We see it. It's cringy every time we see it. But again, the autonomous decision on a 22-year-old that wants to date a 39-year-old, like, nobody's talking about like him. Nobody's talking about like the choice that he made for her. I think Torrey Hart, you sent it to me.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, "You know he could have pulled out, right?"
That's what I said. He could have. He wanted it. He wanted the Cougar Coochie.
The Cougar Coochie is wild.
He wanted it.
The age gap is cringy, but he knew the age gap before he
And he didn't care.
That part.
And neither did she. Well, I don't know. Maybe she cared about it in the beginning.
There could have been a conversation, right?
I'm sure there's 22-year-olds that's been trying to talk to you. Amen. And how have you handled the situation?
Listen, they be shooting, and I'm like, no. Whew, right? And that's for many reasons, because I think different 22-year-olds present different ways. And the 22-year-olds and the 20, do I would say the 22 to 28-year-olds that approach me, that it's just a no from Jump Street, right? Like, there's nothing that I'm looking at you that I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is, like, appealing to me. No. But send me a 23-year-old with Jalen Rose money. We might be.
Nigga said, "Send me a 23-year-old with Jalen money." Nah. She not joking. Slide in her DM. Nah. We need a check. Slide in the DM. She is available. She is fertile. She is fertile and available.
I'm not fertile and available. Wow, and she's gonna get shot. I promise you. Look at her laughing. Keep it up. I ain't saying nothing.
Don't shoot me. You know who you are. Don't shoot me.
You know who you are. Pull up.
But nah, this situation with Drea and actually with Drea kind of reminds me of the situation with Ariana Grande and her affair. So
tell me.
Ariana Grande, you know, she's on a new movie called Wicked. Wicked is based off of the Broadway show. So there's a co-star in there that she is actually, that was married and just had a kid and left his wife and his kid for Ariana.
In the show or in real life?
In real life. Mm. Yeah. She talks about it in her new album, which actually was pretty good. She has... I'm going to say she's probably in her 20s.
How old is he?
30s. 30s, okay. 40s.
So same kind of like little age gap.
Yeah. But the people have been dragging Ariana because they feel like it's a contradiction because nobody said anything to her, but we dragged Alicia Keys through the mud.
I didn't.
I didn't really care. Like, everybody is autonomous to make their own decisions. So Swiss was just as guilty as she was, if you ask me.
Like people get married and like they get married and let's just say you've been with the person for a while and like it fizzles out, right? So like what do you see that as? Like, do you see it as we can like spark it back up, or do you see it as there needs to be like a conversation regarding okay, this is not working for me and this is not working for you, right? And what if the other person opposes? Like, the other person is like, no, I don't want to lose my marriage, but you're the person that's just like, no, I don't want this anymore, right? So then what happens in those types of cases, like where the person is just like refusing separation, so to say?
I think when in those particular circumstances, it gets a little tricky because it's like you've had tender with this person. You've been with them for so long. Sometimes you have kids, you have finances, are together. So it's a lot more difficult as opposed to boyfriend, girlfriend. We don't live together and like we could dip when we want to. Mm-hmm. I do think that it's important for people to have that conversation in the beginning as opposed to in the middle or the end.
Like what happens if this fizzles out?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like planning for a divorce before marriage?
Do you think so? Is a prenup that then?
I think I could pay attention to the way you dealt prior, right? People grow, people change, people deal with situations differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you told me that you were in different situations and you were like petty and like in my relationship with you, I paid attention to you and I saw like the different interactions that you have with different people and you kept that, right? If your best friend did something to you, you did something petty to them. If your boss did something, you did something petty to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
What makes me exempt? That if I wanted to separate from you, that you wouldn't bring that this way.
That's a very good point.
Right? So I think that sometimes we're not paying attention to those things because we think that we're exempt with all things, right? We think that, oh, you wouldn't do that to me. That wouldn't happen to me. That wouldn't happen to me. But it happens.
Yeah, just like Reese Tisa.
You can't even help yourself.
I'm telling you. I got her back. I understand. I understand. I get it.
Tell me how we feeling.
I get it. I understand, Risa. Huh?
Did all 57?
I did all 50. Yeah, I got through it all now.
Talk to me.
I think I agree with you, what you said on the last episode, that a lot of it is she was bypassing all the red flags instead of taking heed to it and like addressing the situation and like being able to say, I don't want this. I want to move on. Even after multiple circumstances, like from the house to the car to there was just too many things. And then for his ex-wife to come to you and say, yo, don't believe nothing that nigga says. She was like, that's not even his name. Don't believe anything he says. And I'm like, well, damn. Okay. Well, I can understand the aspiration of wanting to believe somebody and hoping for the best, but there comes with limitations.
Agree.
Dead eyes. Because
hoping for the best, Ray.
Yo, there's a lot of people hoping for the best, like fucking AD and wow. Fucking Clay.
Don't do my
stupid
AD
motherfuckers.
Like that.
AD blows mine. Like, yo, you're fucking.
Shout out to AD. I loved it.
AD, don't you be with that fucking Clay ass nigga. Yo, do you know that they were together for fucking Thanksgiving?
Bro, I mean, what do you?
I don't know. No. That nigga embarrassed you on live fucking television.
Here's the thing, right? I think that Clay gave lots of certain markers that AD passed by, right? He stated, I don't know if I'll be able to be faithful. I know I need to go to therapy. I know I need work.
That nigga ain't going to nobody's fucking therapy. Why we capping right now?
Listen. shout out to Clay. I hope you're in therapy. Love your favorite therapist. But
Clay, see a therapist. Here's one. Okay?
But he was saying, he led by, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. And every time a serious conversation's had, he said that, right? So then, when people are asking him, and they're like, oh, blah, 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 he's like, yeah, I feel strong about her. Again, I don't think that, I don't take one away from the other. I definitely feel like he feels strong for her. But his,
feels strong doesn't, I like how you said that. So he don't love her. He just really, really, really likes
her.
Okay,
if I'm gonna keep it a buck, I don't think nobody on the show loves anybody. I did it for 2 weeks.
Wait, what do you mean? You don't think that the couple that actually made it? Johnny and old girl, you don't think they
love?
Yes.
In 4 weeks.
You ain't never fall in love in 4 weeks?
Nah, bro. Nah. I gotta say no. I gotta say no, right? Again, strong like. I can see a strong like.
Okay.
I can see like that strong desire, that lust, that like, oh, this is going to be really good with this person. Mm-hmm. I really think that I could see it, right? I think love is a strong word. But I definitely see like that strong like. And definitely those two.
Nigga, strong like to get married, bro?
But that's why Clay said no. That's why I appreciated him.
No, Clay said no because his damn daddy then popped up to the fucking scene and wanted to act like kumbaya, fucking Guyanese ass fucking man.
A nice, good Caribbean man, you know?
And what as soon as he said it, as soon as Clay said it, I said, that makes so much sense. I get it.
His pops is Caribbean. Oh.
Yes, he's not marrying you, sis. Let's just end this right now.
You know what?
He's never going to marry her.
I think that Clay needs a lot of work, and he definitely needs to go to therapy. But if we listen to what Clay said, Clay didn't want to end the relationship. He just knew that he wasn't going to be 100% for her.
But she also said from the beginning, prior to them even getting at the aisle, that if you say no, we're not going to be together. She made that very clear.
I don't care what you said. I know what I want.
Wow.
So when have we not seen that? That a woman stands on 10, right? Oh, if you do that,
and then switch up. Oh. She at this nigga house on Thanksgiving, okay. Fucking hanging out.
And that's okay. Because we all have our own ditzy walks through life,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ.
So what we're seeing, third eye lens, right? It's third eye lens. We're looking in. I'm not going to feel that in space, right? So it's almost just like to tell somebody, oh, you should have known this. You should have known that. She's in space with him. We're not in space. We're looking at it and we're analyzing something. From
bitch, how you in space?
In space.
If he gave.
There with her. That's what I mean. In space. Like I'm in space with you right now. In space.
Oh.
Right?
I thought you meant like space
no,
like the world.
No, space today.
Okay.
And I think that for AD, she explained it very well. And I don't think that AD didn't leave Clay to understand that. She knows that he needs work, and she knows that he needs to like grow and stuff like that. But she
without
also
her
didn't mind it growing in the marriage. I think that she understood.
I think she contradicts herself a lot because even within the beginning of the show, she said that you know she's used to being Miss Fix-a-Ho.
Yeah, she did say it.
So you then signed
she
up
the
to be.
But that's why I said she doesn't come off as a girl that's not that. It looks like she supports that. Like, if you're going to grow in a relationship with me and this is going to be positive and we're going to stay together, I don't mind it, right? But what she's not recognizing is that she's fixing him up for somebody else.
You ain't never lie, because Clay's not staying with you, sis.
Don't do her like that. We don't know what Clay's doing.
Clay's not staying with you, sis.
The reunion ain't come out yet.
The reunion? Oh, yeah. There was a trailer for the reunion. He regretted his decision.
Clay?
Mm-hmm.
Diablo.
Also, Sarah Ann and Jeremy are together.
I knew it. Because he should have picked her.
No. What gave it up is she did a TikTok. Mm-hmm. And within the TikTok, the people found the similarities between
her
Jeremy's house and where she was staying at for the TikTok. And they were like, that's the same painting on the wall. That's the same dresser. You're at fucking his house doing this TikTok? Oh, wow. This is different.
Time. I want to shout out the internet people. Y'all are like on point.
Facts.
Y'all be putting it together.
Facts.
Baby. Y'all
facts.
Don't have nothing else to do?
Nope. Nope. Right. But people get paid for that stuff.
Yo, you can get paid to be a stalker?
Yeah.
Where you sign up for stuff like that?
Why do you need to sign up for that? You don't.
Second stream of income.
You don't stalk people.
If I'm being paid for it, I will. I'm not doing that shit on GP. Like, what am I doing?
You gotta be able to do that and then talk about it on TikTok.
Come on now, I can't be airing the people's business.
Dog. See, that's
a HIPAA violation. Come on now.
I can't. But I will say the best part of the entire season was watching Clay's mom and Clay's dad talk. That was the
First
best
of all,
part
of the
whole fucking
like,
season.
I found out some things today that I never knew, but you know.
She wanted to pop that nigga in the fucking
to
head.
Straight knock this. She even moved closer and she rubbed his arm. That's the kind of like, shut up before
I flip out on you.
I'm on 100.
Yes.
I said, oh, I like this.
I like
Where's she from? She's not Caribbean, is she?
No, I don't think she's Caribbean. She might be American.
She dealt with a lot in that good old marriage with him.
Yeah, but I'm not shocked because he tried to sit there and give us crocodile tears talking about some goddamn, oh, I didn't have my dad in my life. Bitch, that you shouldn't be having no fucking kid. I am sick
what
and tired
because
of this shit.
You know, no, not true, right? Sometimes I think the men end up on two different opposite ends of the spectrum sometimes. Some of them teeter in the middle, right?
Come on, therapist. Let's go.
I think some of them end up to be, like, amazing fathers, right? because I think that they're able to connect themselves to the parts that they did not get, right? Mm-hmm. So they feed into that. Mm-hmm. And they do an exceptional job there. And they're very present dads. They're very into all parts. And then I think that there's the ones that's like, I never had a dad and I turned out well, so they'll be fine if I'm not there all the time, right? So two opposite ends of the spectrum, not recognizing you didn't turn out well.
No, you didn't. You have deficit. You're horrible.
Right? And we all have deficit. Not to say that just because you don't have a dad, you have like a bigger deficit, but there's different challenges that you're going to face in life. Mm-hmm. So it's almost just like, it's always like such an extreme. And then you have like the middle guys. It's like they pop in, pop out. Lack of better terms, do the bare minimum. But his dad, I mean, he was present, correct? He was just cheating.
And that makes it better.
No. It doesn't make it better. Thanks. It's not that he doesn't have a dad.
But the fact that he was present is good enough.
The fact that he was present, I don't know what type of present dad he was, because Clay praises his dad.
So yeah, so.
That the cheating is what influenced him. Because I think he said that he used to go with his dad to the
to cheat.
Houses, mm-hmm. right? So it's not that I didn't look up to my dad. It's just like, oh, shit. My pops was on some real bullshit. Like, he was taking me to the girl's crib. He wasn't keeping it separate. So now for him, my mother was there for how long? 20 years?
25 years.
It formulated how he sees romantic relationships, maybe, right?
Yeah, well, she said that. Said to the dad, Clay struggles with marriage because of you, the decisions you made in our marriage. He doesn't know if marriage is real. And then the dad then goes on about, oh, he didn't have a real dad growing up. Fuck off. Ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit.
Well.
I'm not trying to hear that. Sorry. I mean, it's too late for that. Like,
what part? It's too late for?
The crocodile tears. It's too late for that.
Maybe he means it.
You see how fast his mother walked away?
I did.
Okay. So I don't think, based off of her, I don't, you know, it's giving, I don't give a fuck.
But they're not together.
And so it's still giving, I don't give a fuck. That's even worse.
Then how does she know the growth that he has had in that space?
Because she's having a conversation and he's literally doing the same shit as
but
he always does.
She might be living in the past. She might not.
That's
be
a good point.
Today, right? So whereas maybe he did change his behavior. Maybe he is remorseful for how he had his son in the swimming pool with him, right?
But they never even they never said it. The very first conversation they have is, "Oh, you look fly. Oh, you look good." That's not. Yo, dad, I seen you cheating on my mom, and it's fucking with me to
But maybe
not.
He did have that conversation, but remember, we're watching a show. What's juicy? I look fly. I look good.
And then what also pissed me off was Clay talking about the reason why he didn't marry AD. He started to include about finances. Sir, don't piss me the fuck off.
But the mother said
off.
That, though. At the table, the mother said he's really anal about finances. When AD met the mom, the mother brought that up. He works like a madman, very big on finances, very good with his finances. Bought his own house. He's secure. I don't want to marry no bum.
Okay, do you think AD's a bum?
I don't know what AD is, cause I'm with Clay. I don't know what her finances look like. Wow. I didn't hear anything about her finances. Did you?
No.
We was only worried about body and
well, we wasn't worried about body. Clay was worried about body.
Yeah, body will look good.
Stupid ass nigga. Know. That's another maybe part of it that fucking blew mine.
But maybe they edited it out. We don't know.
Okay. I'll give him that. Whatever. But the mere fact that she walked down the aisle and he looked like, you look good in that shit. Sir, what the fuck?
No, it was misleading as fuck. That was misleading.
The fuck? She's walking down the aisle like this is what you.
It was misleading.
It's nothing but IG captions. They talk to each other in IG captions.
And I was looking and I said, wait. I said, is he going to say yes? Because I knew his ass was going to say no.
I knew he was going to say no. Yes.
And I'm like, okay. Oh my
no, way. He's not.
And then when he gave his spiel and his face started to change, I said, it's a no. Yeah. No. It was definitely very like his face went from very happy to like, I wondered. Because he was very happy until AD said, I do. And I wondered if he prayed that AD said, I don't.
I don't. So it helps him.
Absolutely.
Not feel so bad mm-hmm. for saying no.
Absolutely.
But because she said yes, he's like, fuck, I got to be the bad
his
guy.
His face literally like was like, oh, shit.
Think you acting like you can't get a divorce. You can get an annulment.
Could.
But you just had to embarrass the damn girl.
Why do you feel like that's embarrassing?
Son, did you not watch the whole season?
Mm-hmm.
Did you not watch how AD was giving it up for Clay? Mm-hmm. Did you not watch it prior to them even getting outside the pod and her talking to Matthew and how that riled Clay the fuck up? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't.
Why do you think that that's not a sport to them? You don't think that ego is going to play? Why would I want to lose to a guy like Matthew?
Because you ain't shit, nigga. The fuck?
Nah.
I don't understand.
That didn't mean nothing. My ego was still going to be bruised. Why would you be looking at him and looking at me? You heard what he said. Him and me in the same breath? Again. So take it out of the pods. Think girls these days, like, let's just say you see, like, the girl your man is cheating on you with, right? And she looks, let's just say, average or not that cute. You like, me and her can't be your type. It's an ego thing, right? She might bring something different to the table than what you bring, outside of looks, right? But again, like she explained, the things that her and Matthew were talking about, she felt connected to him. But Clay is focused on looks.
He was always focused on looks.
Everything was looks. So when he looks at Matthew and he looks at himself, he's like, ain't no fucking way we both get tight. Ego. Wow.
And that doesn't make it any fucking better.
No, but that's what it is.
It looks more and more shitty by the fucking day.
Nigga said, I gotta win.
He's so fucking weird. Like, why? Weird.
He's not that much off from a lot of dudes.
They all need fucking therapy.
Love your favorite therapist.
They only
we gonna plug the whole
therapy.
Time.
The wedding scene blew mine. Why? Like, cause Clay, why did you wait so fucking long to tell this girl that you didn't want to get married?
Oh, so you feel like maybe he should have did what Jimmy did?
Yes.
I want to say shout out to Jimmy.
Shout out to Jimmy.
I want
to
say shout out to Jimmy.
Jimmy is my nigga.
Jimmy. He made
Jimmy
me proud,
is my nigga. He definitely made me proud.
Listen.
Yo, he's a diabolical.
Woo.
He is
I love
diabolical.
He get his burger. He got his fries. Jimmy was chilling.
Oh, did you know that Jimmy and Trevor both had bitches before they got to the show?
Why would Jimmy not have a bitch? Why would Trevor not have a bitch?
Well,
I think
okay.
Had niggas too.
So Trevor, yes, had a girlfriend. He was texting her throughout the whole fucking thing. Deadass. And Jimmy's alleged girlfriend came out with the TikTok. Didn't say his name, but alluded to him.
Jimmy.
And then he came out and was like, yo, I don't know this girl.
Do they get paid for this show?
Yes. You think they do it for free?
Wait, so this is a paid thing?
Yes.
That changes everything. Then if I'm getting paid for a break, I need to run through all through my episodes, right? Like, I gotta make this shit stretch because I want all my bread. I signed a contract, right? So I want to make it all the way through. So even when it came to Jimmy said, I'm gonna make it to the day before. My boy was like, it's clip. I'm not going to the altar.
Yeah, but Chelsea was a little crazy sometimes.
Not a little. That mood changes was wild. Those distortions of how she was absorbing information. And giving
I knew you were going to fucking go there.
I had to. It was wild for me. I'm just like, what?
It's the Megan Fox for me. It was always the Megan Fox for me. But she said,
I don't see it. Everybody says it.
Yes.
I don't know who everybody is.
Her friend. She even asked. Remember, she asked and they were like.
So her friends? Okay.
Listen, they said what they said. I think she's really pretty.
I don't think Chelsea's an ugly girl.
No.
I don't think she looks like Megan Fox.
No, I think
I think she looks like Chelsea.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think if the jaw was a little more further back, I think maybe I would have absolutely been like, yeah, she does.
Good night.
Because if you look from like here up, if you look from the nose up, yeah, she does.
It's the colors.
Yeah, from the nose up.
She got the hair, she got the eyes. That forehead, though, she got a weird forehead. She got a weird hairline. But she's a pretty girl.
I think she's pretty.
Yeah, I don't think there's nothing wrong with the way she looks. But I don't see Megan Fox.
Chelsea should have been with Trevor. Jimmy should have been with fucking Jessica.
Jeremy should have definitely been with Jess. That look, when they are explaining, like,
Jeremy.
Things like that.
No, right. Jeremy should have been with Sarah Ann. That's
Jeremy
who he needed.
Sarah Ann.
Jimmy needs to be with Jessica because he was gawking over her as soon as he saw her Instagram. He was like, yo, she looks like a Kardashian. He was vexed.
I wonder if that kid really swayed him away from her. Like, I wonder if that really made him nervous. Like, kid, ooh, because he's 27, right?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Would that really shake a man in your therapist's license opinion? Wow, really? Why?
I've known many guys that came to therapy that's just like, no, I don't have any and I don't want, and it's okay. Like, I don't find anything.
I agree.
When a woman does it or when a man does it, I think that's a personal preference because I think that to date a person with kids takes a high level of maturity, right? And if you know you don't have that high level of maturity, you shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I don't think of anything wrong with Jimmy not wanting to date a woman that has kids, if that's his reason.
Yeah, but he walked that shit back, gawking over fucking Jessica. So it was because over that.
Oh, the fuck? I also think that people have preconceived notions on what kids with what women with kids look like.
Really?
Yeah. Remember, this is a show that you can't see what the person looks like. So when I hear you have a kid, what do I think?
Big fat slob?
Wow.
You're crazy. Are you serious?
Men?
Yes.
You're going to have to ask them. It's okay. Right? I don't know what goes in their head. Like, what could her body look like? Is she this? Does she have that? And again, because I can't see you, I can't ask you. So, like, am I going to bet on that? Or am I going to bet on the girl that doesn't have any kids that says she looks like Megan Fox?
She didn't say that she looks like Megan Fox. She
people
said,
tell me I look like Megan Fox.
People tell her. Yes. Yeah, so stop saying that.
People tell me that I look like I'm a size 6. I don't identify as a size 6. But I'm just telling you what people tell me. And then you see my big ass come. What you going to say?
Bitch, you're not nobody size 6.
So why would I mislead?
But I wouldn't be mad at you because you said that.
Why would I mislead with that comment? It's a misleading statement, right? If I know damn sure that I don't look like a size 6, right? Why would I say that to you? I don't look like a size 6.
She said that people tell her she.
You better
looks
double
like
that. She better double that 6, okay? Hey. I subtract
you are
the 6.
Terrible.
And
oh my
subtract
God.
The void. It's a misleading comment. Everybody knew it was a misleading comment. That's why it was such a big joke. Because it's almost just like you can see his eyes light up when he hears that she's
Megan Fox.
Absolutely. It's a misleading statement. That's all. Wow. And I'm not saying that people don't tell her that she looks like Megan Fox. All I'm saying is that if you're on a show that you cannot see the other person.
But you shouldn't be asking about looks either. That's no. You missed the point of the show.
Did he ask about looks or did she offer that? I remember her offering it.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to look back.
Yeah, you gotta go back.
I'm definitely gonna have to look back.
I don't remember how it came out.
You see? You don't even know.
No, all I know is she was like, people tell me.
Yes. And she kept saying
that. I don't think that I agree with them. She said she led with that. But again, it's like subliminal messaging. That's how I felt about that. I was like, you can't unhear that. That's why everybody sticks to that.
Oh yeah, and oh yeah. Before I leave Clay, why is he talking about cheating like it's hereditary?
It is.
Wait, what? You're joking, right? I hope
you
want to
tell me that
joking.
Big bonedness is hereditary too, right?
I can't.
Nah, I don't think that it's
my boy moved like it was hereditary.
I don't think any. I don't think cheating is hereditary. I'm messing with y'all. I do think that it's.
Listen, this is an informative podcast. You can't tell the people.
But I do think that it's a learned behavior, right? I think that if I'm a young kid and I'm developing like my sense of like what I think intimate relationships are, right? And I'm looking at my dad and my dad is home with my mom and he might be a great husband, right? I'm not taking anything away from the dad being a great husband, but he might be a cheater, right? And so if you're a cheater, because when I say great husband, I'm talking about in space with the mom and home, right?
He's
washing dishes, he's been taking out garbage, he's really present with the mom, giving the mom a kiss, giving the mom a hug, whatever. Whatever he had analyzed as great husband, right? And then he's also going out and he's dibbling and dabbling with other women. So for Clay, he's just like, as he got older, he's like, oh shit, that was wrong. Like, oh, but to me, I thought that you managed it pretty well. Right? So now it's just like, oh, am I not supposed to do that? And it's like, no, you're not supposed to do that, right? And then it's like, okay, so now that I saw that you did that for 25 years, mm-hmm. to him, that might be positive. Wow, a 25-year marriage, that's amazing, right? And you were able
Which to is what his mom also says. His mom says 25 years is a long time to actually, like, work with somebody or be married to somebody.
Wait, so what, did she ever disclose, like, what year she found out and when she knew she was working with him?
No.
Mm. That would be interesting to know, like, how, when she found out and, like,
that he was cheating?
Uh-huh. Like what year, and she was just like, okay, let me just work with him, right? And then,
so you think she stayed after she found out? Yeah, I don't know. They didn't get too detailed into that, but I'd be curious to know that.
Mm-hmm, definitely,
because
that's interesting.
That's kind of the determining factor for him and his confidence into marriage and things of that sort. But yeah, Chelsea's last conversation upset me with fucking Jimmy talking about some damn one argument is enough to end a whole relationship. Bro, you've been arguing since day one. Stop the shit. Deadass.
Why are you like this?
I'm telling you, they was blowing on that entire season. I'm like, yo, the point of the show was to make it to marriage.
It is. That's what y'all signed up for, right?
You know only one actually made it, though, right?
That's my guy.
Fucking nuts. Shout out to Johnny.
Johnny and my girl. They were so cute.
They were adorable, and I hope they last. And I hope he gets her pregnant. Stupid.
Why does he gotta be stupid?
Because why not just get a vasectomy, stupid? You
why
wanna
he
just
get a vasectomy? Be- he said that he figured out that there might be some irreversible things to that. I mean, why can't they just use condoms?
I said the same thing, but
I mean, that was like the thing that
was a very first,
and it was a very blonde moment. Yes. It was a very blonde moment because I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, oh my god, yeah, how are they gonna do this thing? But and I was just like,
wait, why not just use
like,
a condom?
Are you talking about this, like, why is this a discussion?
Yeah,
and I get it. Okay, guys, you know, the skin to skin is amazing. Got it. but then it's just like there's so many other things. Like there's the female condom. There's like the foamy stuff. Like there's a lot of different ways that they could go about this.
She didn't want to get on birth control, which also pissed
me
off.
But that's okay. Why?
Because why? Why?
But she's never had a kid before. Maybe for her, she's just like, no. I don't want to put...
Bitch, if you could pop a goddamn pill for fucking 6 months, it's not going to kill you.
6 months. That's not six months. They don't want to have kids for 5 years.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no. They said 5 years. So it would be like an IUD or something. So she's just like...
She already said she was not into birth control.
So she was just like, she didn't want to do that. So I get that, right? I mean, again,
but I did say,
medication.
What about the condoms?
So, I mean, it would have to be, like, condoms, female condoms, like, whatever it is for them to be able. But I'm sure, guess what? I'm sure they figured it out.
I can't.
Yeah.
Laura and Jeremy were terrible together.
Terrible.
Oh, my God. They were terrible. Jeremy ended up with Sarah Ann. How do you know that? Because they, on the trailer.
On the desk-y?
On the No. On the trailer for the reunion, they came out together. They were sitting together. They were very, you know, very
intimate.
But we
didn't hear yet.
I don't
allegedly
care. If I don't see your actions speak louder than your words. I don't really need you to say anything. Move like y'all together, and that's all I need to know.
So 5 a.m. talks. That was all you needed.
Yeah, that was it. That was all she needed. Look at where she at.
You right.
She knew that nigga wasn't gonna work with her. She knew it. That's why she slid in a DM.
AD had a word for her.
Yo, how did you feel about that conversation?
Mind your business. It's none of your business.
Felt like AD was overstepping her?
Absolutely. Hmm. We're not friends. Right? Like, and even if we were.
But yeah, I'm not saying anything. Mind your business.
Like, if he answers you, again, 4 weeks. I don't know that woman. Whatever. But I think she... Well, to her, she said she left it very open and, you know, she ain't forced it. She ain't texting back. She like, okay, if it's open, it's open. You know, it's closed. And my girl was just like, listen, we're going to see what happens. And guess what?
She saw what happened.
Oh, okay.
So clearly
her analysis, because AD's thing was like, but he didn't pick you.
But he did.
Nah.
He did pick her.
He picked the other shorty, didn't he?
And he left her and called Sarah.
Wow.
So guess who he picked? Sarah now. Wow. Laura was fucking up.
Wow.
She was being a little too needy.
He wanted to send her some flowers.
He was being a little too needy. Laura's being too needy. Sarah came in with the swoof. She was like, yo, she said, you're
pretty cool.
In case this doesn't work out, you can always hit my phone.
Wow.
I said, that's really disrespectful.
Wow.
Especially with somebody that you know is fucking engaged.
Wow. Yeah, she ain't. She,
that's white women boldness.
That's
white women boldness.
Yeah, she said, I got my phone back and did it that day.
Literally.
I said, wow.
I was like, oh, wow.
You didn't even give it.
You're just not going to give it no time.
You know what? To be honest with you, the show was messy, too. Because why you put all this in a barbecue together?
What you mean? We're on the show together.
Mm-hmm.
We have to see each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nick and
Clearly, I would be terrible.
The Lacheys knew what they was doing. We need ratings. Watch this.
Not the Lacheys knew what they were doing. Also, speaking of them, why do I feel like they be having a little spats? Like,
you think so?
On the reunion.
You don't think people argue?
Nah. Not the way their energy be giving each other. They be real spicy to each other during the reunions. Yeah.
Because maybe they see it differently, just like us, right?
Got it.
Maybe we're watching a show and we think one thing about somebody and she might think one thing and he might think one thing. So maybe they're being very honest with their sides.
Okay.
You never know.
And Brittany and Kenneth, I knew they was going to work out because
Kenneth
ain't never had no damn white girl.
Well.
And that was all I needed to know. As soon as AD asked him that question, his eyes, he started mumbling. And then I said, yeah, no, he ain't never been with no white girl. I could tell. I could smell it off of him. He's a nigga.
But I also think that he was very transparent about, you know, the physical, the sex, and all of those things. And they agreed with those things, right? So then did you think that we were going to, like, come out of these pods?
And fuck?
And I was going to be all over you to the point of just before we fuck? Like, I'm not going to do that, right? Like, I said what I said. We maintain distance. Because guess, I don't want to be tempted, right? But she wants to be tempted. She made it very clear. I wanted to be like, almost. Maybe he's not a guy that could do that. Maybe he knows his own limitations. He's like, I can't. I'm not kissing all over you, touching all over you, and I'm not about.
And I'm not about to. So then, mentally, he knew he was gonna marry her. Then,
what? Why does that equal? Why is not having sex? They said they wouldn't have sex before marriage.
Yeah, but don't you think there's a level of intimacy that should be at least explored before you get to marriage? It doesn't have to be sex.
They did. They held hands and they kissed.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And I guess that was enough, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because if we go to certain cultural groups, they don't do all that, right? Yeah, they get married. True. You're gonna get it when you get here.
Yeah, that's true.
So, again, I don't know what his cultural, but I know he's saying that he's in a church. He's a principal. He has people watching him. So for him, he probably was like, I'm not doing all that. Absolutely not.
Do you think it was wrong for AD to ask Kenneth and emphasize that Brittany will have to have raised black kids and question her confidence?
What do you mean, correct? She had a conversation with another guy, a black guy, a black man. Hey, have you?
Do you think it was appropriate then?
I mean, see, here's the thing. I mind my business. I'm minding my business.
So, like I said, the first thing, I'm minding my business.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't, because I think that too many cooks in a pot spoil the soup, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep getting like inputted questions and inputted answers without people recognizing it, it stays with you. Right? Even if it's not something that you thought about, I don't think that there's anything negative with the question, but it will ramp up certain things inside of you. Like, can you do this? If I didn't feel like that before and you made me secure in that space before, I might be like, maybe not. But again, I'm a very mind my business kind of person by trade, by my job. I'm a paid poker, right? In my personal space, I'm not doing that. Just tell me what it is. That's what it is? Okay, cool. No problem.
And call
unless
it a
I
day.
Feel like, you know, the people in my life are not growing from me not poking and prodding. Because, you know, I always got a little question. Like, wait, hold on, I got a question.
Yeah, I always got to ask a little question. A little question. Just to make sure.
But, yeah, I think AD probably, she was just curious. Like, I got a question. I mean, correct, incorrect, I don't know. Because I think that the show is for you to be that type of person on screen.
Mm-hmm. I do.
In real life, I don't know.
I agree. Well, I think it's funny that everybody on the internet killed Clay, especially Wale. Wale came out.
Clay got slaughtered.
What? Wale was like, hey, Clay of Love and Blind, I seen that come a mile away. That show was an Airbnb promo. That's diabolical behavior to do that girl like that.
Diabolical. Because to the naked eye, you thought that he was going to say yes. But when you're listening to him, you knew he was going to say no.
Okay, so I did see... There was a tweet that went, why is everyone shocked? This is a retweet of a video of Clay and AD together for Thanksgiving. Somebody tweeted, why is everyone shocked? This is a typical path of black love. This is the typical path that black love takes. No commitment from the man in exchange for a woman's body, submission, dedication, and youth. He knew he could keep her. Even if he didn't marry her, and that's exactly why he didn't.
I don't think that Clay should have said yes if he wasn't 100% secure, right? Mm-hmm. I also think that tweet takes away all autonomy from that woman, right?
because AD absolutely has the wherewithal to be like, you didn't marry me. We're done. Mm-hmm. Like she said at the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, the fact that AD couldn't stand on 10, but Clay stands on 10, where do we see the deficit here?
AD.
Why are we talking about Clay? If AD didn't stand on, because Clay can't have AD without AD standing on. Yes. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he wouldn't be able to, quote unquote, do what he's doing without her going into the narrative, right? So I don't fault Clay for anything that he's doing. He's getting his needs met, right? So you think
even if he's giving her the okie doke,
how do you know he's giving her the okie doke? He left her at the altar, bro. Ain't no okie doke there. My guy stood on 10. Okay, so now AD, what are you analyzing, right? If you told me that you weren't ready for marriage, right? Maybe mm-hmm. he's ready to test drive a relationship, right? Because I guess according to him, he's never been in a faithful relationship. Is that what he said? Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she's okay with being that girl because she said, I'm cool with builder uppers, right?
So she said, but she also said she's tired of doing that.
You ain't that tired. You ain't that tired. Okay, because where are we at? We're on Thanksgiving, and again, Thanksgiving, they might have just been friends. We don't know. We're
speculating
assumptions, right? They might have been like, yo, we're romantically not, but friendship wise, yeah, rock well. Yo, come through, blah blah blah. We don't know what it is, but I don't remove anything from AD. AD is there because AD is a willing participant.
Yeah,
I'm not removing that from her.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Like I tell people, it's not that it's a positive thing, but also you can't remove the fact that that person is willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a willing participant, hey, AD, if that's my client, hey, do you know what that looks like, right? How is that going to feel? Are you going to be okay when you leave the dinner? Are you going to feel like you're less than? Are you going to feel any of these things, right? You process all of those things before you agree to go to a family dinner because you might feel like, oh, wow, like he invited me to family dinner. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. It's family dinner. And Clay might have said it from Jump Street. Oh, yeah, come through, friend. And you're over here processing things that ain't there.
At all.
I don't know what their conversation looked like, right? So everybody is like, oh, Clay, he's diabolical. I mean, again, was it?
He is diabolical, absolutely, though. It was, he is diabolical.
Right? If you're looking at it from like a blank face and just looking at it, not analyzing anything, absolutely. It was very like misleading. But when you're listening to his words.
It's not.
It's very apparent.
So I did see this one other comment before we leave this chapter. This final episode should be a case study for Black fathers, their sons, and future grandchildren, and how one generation can pass down unchecked trauma that presents itself in their emotionally unstable sons. The whole season, we watch your eyes dart back and forth with immense insecurity. I knew the moment your father walked into the dressing room, he was going to completely sabotage your mental state. I don't know him personally, but I know that kind of man deep in my bones. He is my father. He is my grandfather. He is my brother, whom are all severely damaged men, cosplaying as the smoothest motherfuckers in the room. The subtweet is, so I thought about this. That Clay might have actually been ready to say yes until his dad came in there with a bunch of sports plantoons as like he was going out on the track for a meet, but absolutely nothing of substance. I think it reflected to him how ill-prepared he was.
So basically what they're trying to say is that his dad being present at his wedding changed his mind.
Yeah. In one way or another. Or maybe change his thought process into him wanting to do this. Yeah.
Maybe I should lie.
Yeah.
Mm. So I'm glad his dad came. Because maybe you shouldn't lie. You should have told the girl no.
Well, he fucking proposed to her. He shouldn't have proposed to her at all.
No. Why would he not?
Liddy, I'm not going to hold you. When I saw Matthew and him and the little stupid game both of them was playing with AD from the pods, I was like, AD, leave both of these motherfuckers. Don't even waste your time with either one of them.
There was money attached to this. I didn't know there was money attached. I knew.
Yeah, you get paid to go on the show.
I didn't know that.
It's exposure. They give you a little something. It ain't no big sum now. Come on. Okay. Let's be fucking for real. Probably like $5,000. A little something.
How many seasons? How far along do you think you got to get for them to pay you? They're not paying all those people.
I would think that you would pay them by how frequent they're on the show, like you mentioned.
So maybe at that point, it's financial for some people.
The financial gain.
And the exposure. Depending on what type of,
Listen, Clay got free Airbnb promo.
Clay is.
Damn. Yo, that man is diabolical. You said what?
What state they in?
Hey,
what? Where they at? Texas?
I feel like somewhere in those southern states. Might have been Texas.
Holla at me. New York, New Jersey license. I'll see you.
Do you have to be in the actual state as your therapist?
I can only see people who are in New York or New Jersey.
Oh, that's it?
For therapy. But I can consult and I can I could coach anybody. A short-term coaching, but I can't be a therapist to somebody in a state that I'm not licensed in.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if they live in New York, so if they live in Atlanta,
I can, it's coaching.
Coaching, not therapy. Mm-mm. Or counseling. Because I feel like it's not therapy, it's counseling.
Coaching.
Oh.
Yeah, counseling, I have to be licensed.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, Clay, go to see a therapist. Here's one here.
He has to slice that up. You got to slice that up. Definitely got to slice that up to figure out, like, what's going on, how he sees the world, how he sees relationships and stuff like that. Because I do think that there's a lot there that you can't open on the internet and online.
Not the internet.
Like, the internet is good with analyzing, right?
You ain't never lie.
I love the people who have, like, YouTube degrees. But
I hate you. Why you said it like that? That's not nice.
Because I love it when my clients come in session and be like, I saw this on Twitter. I'm like, who wrote it?
Not who wrote it.
Who wrote it? Because I think that, you know, you can give great advice, but I also don't think that everything relates to everybody. Right? Because we all have different starts, middles, and ends.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see these tweets and they're like, oh my God, this relates to me. Does it?
I can't.
Or because you're depressed today because you lost your socks, that it relates to you.
Yeah, just today.
And then they want to come in therapy and tell me, yeah, so I made you depressive.
Yeah.
Because Twitter told them that because they lost their socks, so they couldn't get over it in 20 minutes, that now they should be diagnosed
with
depressive or OCD.
Yeah, and you should give us Ozempic. I can. Okay. JetBlue announced they're pulling out of a deal to buy Spirit Airlines.
Thank God.
Damn. That's how you feel?
Spirit?
I know. Spirit is we did it before. We did it before, and we never did it again.
We did it once. I was like 4 years old.
Yes.
Yo, this is 10 years ago. We all got on this plane and just looked at each other and was like, oh my God, never again.
Never again.
And I never had.
And we never did it again.
Never had. Nah, buddy. I couldn't believe it. I said, yo, they put
We were all devastated, shaking the shit. Die. That shit was shaking.
The shares was hard as hell. Them shit was busty.
You ain't getting no drink.
Nothing.
You ain't getting nothing
they
but air.
They to pay to print out our boarding
pass. Yes.
Bro.
Yes.
And that was all because of my father's cheat. Okay? And even him, to this day, ain't got on Spirit.
He knows better.
Yeah, he be like, nah.
He know better now. He like, nah, I'm not doing it. Nah, JetBlue.
JetBlue. JetBlue. What they going to do? They would have to redo all those planes. So nobody want to get on that.
I think they got some money for it if they fucking bought it.
Okay. So they pulling out why?
Probably no money.
Because Spirit is cheap.
Not Spirit is cheap.
Spirit said they want more money.
The announcement comes after a federal judge in Massachusetts blocked the acquisition for violating antitrust law in January. The airline swiftly appealed the decision. After discussing our options with our advisors and JetBlue, we concluded that the current obstacles will not permit us to close this transaction in a timely manner under the merger agreement. So it just sounds like it's just too much money. You want to go get that for me? I don't know who that be.
Not John.
Oh, it's him. Wonderful. What else? Oh, did you see the Mike Epps shit with his wife and the crazy shit that he fucking said?
About the drugs?
No, he had said some other shit.
I just want to say that Bria never gives me the topics in advance.
Wow, so you're just going to sit there and lie to the people like you weren't sent the topics?
Bro, what time did you send me the topics?
In enough time for you to look.
Sis sent me the topics. I wish I could put my phone
in enough time.
People's thing. Let's see. Bria sent me the topics today at 3:03. I had to be here by 5.
You'll be fine. And you don't even keep up with pop culture anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's crazy. I mean, I was.
Did I lie? Rush up. Did I tell the truth?
You don't want to talk about minimum wage?
I guess minimum wage.
Wendy's surcharge.
Yeah, Wendy's is having a. Okay, so whenever you go to Wendy's and it's during busy hours, you know that lovely 99 Baconator that you used to get? Uh-huh. That shit gonna be $3.99.
That's wild.
Yes.
That's wild.
Yep.
I kind of was depressed that they took off that 4 for $4.
Listen, I've been depressed that they took off that 4 for $4.
I'm a little 4 for $4 now.
Yo.
4 for $4.
You have to. Ah, found it. Got it.
My mother died. My mother died 2020, COVID. My son was born the same time, bro. And I never had a son. He looked just like my mama, man. I swear, that's how I know God's real.
In death comes life. Yeah,
my gave me a son. My mama gave me a son walking out the door, man.
That's beautiful.
I used to cry all the time and ask God, what did I do wrong that I can't have a son? But I know what it was. I lied to all these women and got them pregnant and sold them dreams and shit like that.
I got 5 girls.
You got 5 girls, too.
To let you know how much lying
I've been lying,
doing.
Too.
I've been doing too
that's
much
That's one
lying.
Thing that I'm going to get right before I leave this earth. I'm going to learn how to treat a woman 100%
that's
right.
That's dope. That's dope.
I like that.
Because I
like the awareness.
Hey, my mother died.
Okay, so here's the thing.
That's something that I want to do for my mother, for my children, for my daughters. I've never treated a woman right, 100%. And now that I'm getting older, I'm realizing, man, you got to treat a woman right, Mike. You got to.
He's still married. So how do you say this, still married? Make this fucking make sense, Miss Therapist. Because it doesn't make any sense.
Because I think that he's very clearly, him and his wife know the same thing, right?
What do you mean? That he ain't shit?
Damn. can I get a refill, please?
Absolutely.
I would say that his wife is very aware, right? In order for him to go on a podcast and say that, or she learned when we learned, right?
Which is why she unfollowed his ass.
She unfollowed him?
She unfollowed him on
Did
Instagram.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think she knew who what he
was? No. That's not something you say during a fucking nigga, I will rip your fucking head off.
I mean, yeah, if she didn't know, like, that's one hell of a way to find out. Damn.
She unfollowed him on Instagram. They both unfollowed each other, and then he gave a public apology again. I want to apologize to my beautiful wife for ignorant and reckless. I honor you and my family. Please forgive me. Now, his wife is a baddie. He's a dummy.
She's cute.
She's mad cute. And he's a dummy. Why would you say that? Because she can go get
because
anybody
I think
she
that
wants.
He was, because I think that he was honestly giving what his reality is. And so, again, our realities don't always match up to what our partner wants to hear. And so that probably was a rough statement for her to hear. But, I mean, he was being honest in the podcast, and he was talking to some bros about, like, yo, you know, I be fucking up, right? So now it's like, oh, I said that out loud.
Yeah, basically he's saying that his wife just accepts his bullshit, and he never gave her
that's what that
love.
Would imply.
That he never that gave imply. Her.
But I think that our, I mean, again, that's his 100% at that time, right? So at this point, he's probably like, yo, are you trying to get me wasted, bro? Can
yeah,
I get
why not?
More juice?
You don't need no more.
I don't need no more juice. Just a little top off. Just a little bit. Okay, thank you. Blessings. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that at that moment, maybe he felt like he was giving her 100%. I don't know. And then, like, in reflection and looking back, it's like, yo, I ain't never give a woman 100%. I got to do better. I got to leave this earth, and I got to do somebody 100% good. They married?
Yes.
How long they been married?
Years. Hmm. Which is, again, bro, why would you even say it?
Because it's true.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So he's supposed to lie. You'd rather him lie.
I would rather you not say it on a fucking podcast. Don't say it. Find something else to say.
I love my wife and I'm working on myself.
Bingo. Got That's you. Beautiful. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Okay. I could go with that. I could go with that. I just feel like sometimes the explanation of things leaves men at certain times and they don't have the right words. And I think that because they're in a room full of guys, like there's a sort
it's
of
a relatability bro thing.
And a relaxation in that space. And then they say whatever it is that's on their heart. Like when my clients come into therapy, like I keep a very relaxed space because I want you to tell me how that nigga had you fucked up. But I want to tell me all of the actions that you did, right? I don't want you to be like, well, I got really upset and I, you know, I thought about that. No, I want you to be like, yo, I got crazy and I cursed this nigga out. I did ABC. No,
I bleached his clothes. Yeah, I went in.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I think that when he's in a relatable space and with people that he feels comfortable with, he was able to like let his hair down. And then in hindsight, it's like, oh, shit. Did I really say that shit on this podcast?
Yeah, you did.
Now I got to apologize for it because I don't want her to feel like I'm dogging her out because that's what that would imply, right? She knows I'm a dog and she just let me be dogging her out type shit. And that might not be what he means by it, but by his explanation, maybe that's, you know, what's implied. Hmm. It sounds a little bit doggish.
A little bit?
Mm-hmm. A little bit. It's a little doggish. A little bit.
Just a little bit.
You know, just a tad, but, you know.
Fucking insane.
I thought you was talking about the part where he was talking about his drug use.
No. What did he say about his drug use? What did you see?
He had a clip where he was talking about, like,
doing cocaine?
Yeah, and that the guys on the block, like, they would be, like, super supportive of him while he was, like, high and coming, you know, and crying to them and stuff like that. They were like, bro, I love you, I got you. And then when he was, like, up and he was, like, excited and he was really positive that they would feel like he was, like, gloating about, like, his success and stuff like that.
How do you feel about that? That's weird.
Yeah, that's the way he experiences his friends.
His friends.
He was like that. Like, they would be okay when he was, like, down, but, like super supportive.
Super supportive. Really,
but when he was up, it was like they felt like he was like, oh, I'm
You think you're better than everybody yes. else?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so he was just like, he started to, like, you know, look at different things that way and stuff like that. So that's clearly a real thing. That's not for just him. It's for a lot of people.
Why is that, though?
Is I mean, because I made it out of the hood.
Oh, that.
Mm-hmm. I made it out, and everybody else is still here. I come back, I visit, and, you know, y'all still in the same place I left y'all.
Damn.
Because everybody can't come.
No, everybody can't come. Yep. Everybody can't come. What else? Miami spring break. Done.
Yeah, they clipped it.
It's over. Miami officials launch a commercial to discover spring break crowds. Which, did you see the commercial?
Nah.
You have to
commercial
see
jokes.
Oh my God.
I feel like they just gonna go somewhere.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach.
Hitting up the spa.
Or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
That was our breaking point, so we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe, so we're done.
And just so you know, we're serious.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access,
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
That commercial is.
It definitely is.
Now, I ain't gonna hold you. I've been to Miami during spring break, okay? Shout out to my baby daddy. Hey, I met him on spring break. But.
I can't. Nigga says, shout out to my baby daddy.
Nah, it wasn't spring break, it was Memorial Weekend. But
what's the fucking difference?
What's the difference? Two different holidays.
Bitch, okay. What's the difference out there? It's not no different.
It's not. Niggas is wild. It was just a lot of people. It was a lot going on. It was people hogtied on the street. It's like public intoxication.
Hogtied?
Yeah, they was on a corner. They had them niggas hogtied on the corner. I was like, oh wow.
Wow.
But yeah, it's definitely a very they let you drink outside. Like it's just like a free for all. It was crazy. This is years back before my daughter even was here, and it was crazy then. So I can only imagine what it's turned into now. Like, they used to let us drink while we was walking down the street and chilling stuff.
Yeah,
like
they
that.
Let us do it too.
See? So it was like, I could get how they just like, okay, find another location.
But what's the other location, Cancun?
They could go anywhere. Spring break, you go anywhere. You go to Cancun.
Yeah, but the reason why they went to Miami is because it's cheap.
To be honest with you, you can get to different places if you buy your tickets in advance and you plan in advance, right? But I get it. Like, Miami definitely is like one of those spots where even if you can't fly there, you could drive there, you could get there, you know, whatever the case may be. So that might pose a problem. But Miami said they tired of us. I get it. I mean, all good things got to come to an end. We don't still see Freak Nick in Atlanta, right?
Listen, they were trying to bring it back.
And that's crazy.
They were trying to bring it back. I think it might have been either last year, the year before. They were definitely trying to bring it back.
That's crazy.
Florida is getting drones, license readers, and charging $100 for fucking parking, bro. That's insane.
Who's parking in Florida on spring break? Who's parking there?
You didn't have a car when you did?
No.
What'd you do? Car? Cab? Cab or walk?
We stayed on the strip.
Oh.
We stayed on the strip. We're not driving. We were driving. We were wasted. Why would we be driving? That's just irresponsible. Like, what? You're taking cabs and you're walking. Like, we were on the strip. We were always on the strip.
Yeah, same. Yeah, there are some people that decided to stay off the strip and then take a cab.
There was only one time we stayed off the strip because we were taking a cruise. So we stayed wherever that was, and then we just took, like, the cab into Rodeo. Ocean, wherever that was, yeah. And we just took it in. I ain't been in Miami.
Well, Ocean Drive. I feel like...
Ocean, I think, yeah, because Ocean 11 is right
there. Rodeo is L.A. Amen.
Oh, yeah, Rodeo's L.A. See?
L.A.
That's what happens when you travel so much. You just be all over the place.
Me, I don't even be caring at this point. I don't be going there anyway.
The Strip. Y'all know what I mean.
I think it's interesting that they are coming out with all of this, but on the back end, my Young Miami and Jeezy are doing spring break fucking parties at Liv. Miami.
They said come through.
So what this is gonna actually do. Yes. Live in another club out in Miami.
I love me a little Jeezy too. When his concert, what are you doing at?
You annoying.
No, I love me a little Jeezy.
You annoying. You don't need to go to nobody's Jeezy concert. You already said you're not on the market,
I'm not.
So you can't go anywhere.
He lets me go outside.
With him, yeah,
no,
I'm sure.
By myself with the girls. He be letting me go outside, and he let me go outside naked. He be like, wear that outfit, baby. Go ahead. Don't get
Yeah, because he, there we go. There we go. I was waiting for that other part. Like, what? Do we know the same person? Because I
know the same person.
I do. I know he not
that
just.
You going to get in trouble. You hear the way she's talking about you? That's wild.
I'm not going to get in trouble.
Yogi?
I'm not going to get in trouble. CB had a message for the haters.
Love me a little CB. That's my guy.
You know, that's our guy.
We
love
fuck
CB.
With Chris.
We love him. He's sick and tired of people talking shit about him.
Him and 55th. Oh.
He said, I don't want to be accepted from none of the mainstream media or fake celebrities. I am king in my own lane. Your fave ain't got shit on me, and they know it. Ain't finna tap dance for approval. You beg for forgiveness of me. That I do know.
Who he talking to?
I don't know.
Who messing with Breezy?
Somebody is messing with Breezy, though. But I wouldn't be shocked that he feels like this because of the past, like, All-Star Weekend, they kind of smudged him. Ruffles.
What happened?
Essentially, he was supposed to play in the Celebrity All-Star Game, and because Ruffles didn't fuck with him, they had him taken off. Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't Ruffles fuck with him?
You know why.
Why?
The same reason why most people don't fuck with Chris.
What, Rihanna?
Yes.
Shut up. Not this many years later.
Yes.
And so after she came out and said that she was beating that man and squeezing his balls in the front of the car, nobody cares that Rihanna was doing this, right? So what was the man supposed to do? I think he did good. He got out of the car and he started running for his life after he had to push Shorty's head against the glass. Like, you have to chill. I don't condone domestic violence.
I don't condone it either, but I understand.
But when you're in a car, and the car was like some little teeny car,
it was
car,
like
right?
a Lamborghini or some shit.
It was some little teeny car, Rihanna going crazy.
Yeah.
You scratching me, biting me, pulling my nuts. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, at what point does a person get then snap into, I have to get this girl off of me mode? And again, he probably was aggressive in the way that he pushed her, because I mean, probably. Shorty had some bruises and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've seen the bruises, but.
Facts. Again, domestic violence is not okay. But like, I mean, how many years ago was this?
It's got to be over 10 years now.
That long ago. And yeah. they're still saying that they...
Yeah.
You know what?
So my question for you is, does society have a thing about trauma bonding?
Explain.
I feel like Chris has dealt with this for over a decade at this point. I feel like I have forgiven him. Rihanna has forgiven him. Like, so
I
why
like
is it the public
wasn't
keep...
in the public eye... Rihanna would have still been with Chris all those years back.
I agree.
Think they wouldn't have broke up.
I don't think they would have broke up either.
I think that they would have stayed together. I think that because it got publicized, it was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And how this bad looks, it was. Yeah how bad crazy. It was.
You
so.
Can't, you know, whatever the case may be. I mean, publicity. You're a publicist, right? So what would you have told your artist?
Get the fuck away from them.
Why?
It's not good for your image.
My image? I love him.
I know you could love him. You could love him behind closed doors, though. You better make sure nobody sees him. I don't care about you. You can still have your relationship
Shout
if you want
to
do that.
She didn't care. She said she loves Chris. But that wasn't domestic violence. But no, I get it. I mean, you guys have to like look at your artist and you have to say, hey, this is not going to look good for whatever it is. Because she, at that point, Rihanna didn't get into the bad girl era, right? She was still like America's sweetheart, Caribbean sweetheart. Right?
Yeah, kind of. It was like on that cusp.
She was trying to come out.
Yeah. It was like on that cusp.
So it wouldn't have did good for her.
No.
Got you. So then at that point, it's almost just like, okay, she has to take this path that she doesn't want to take. And Chris takes all the heat for it. And then they explain it in a documentary. And they go and they both say both sides. And both sides basically link up perfectly. And there's no, you know, extremeness to the story. It's like, oh, okay, that sounds, mm-hmm. both of them reported it perfect. Mm-hmm. So now at what point do we then say, oh, we should take some of this heat off of Chris?
That's my question for you. Why do you feel like society keeps dragging them?
I don't know because stupid. I definitely, again, I think that the domestic violence is just at the forefront, right? But they're not recognizing that the domestic violence was on both sides. It's not just Chris. Rihanna also is
yeah,
her
she
hands
hit him.
On him,
mm-hmm.
right? So it wasn't just, it's not that Chris Brown woke up and said, I'm punching this girl in the face, right? He said he made many attempts to get the girl off of him and all of these other things. And again, I don't condone any of this, but at a certain point, when is enough enough? Like, when do you stop?
When
like,
do you when stop? Do you say, when do you take yourself out of the
even
situation?
Even my clients, when they're like, oh, I'm going to put my hands on him. And please recognize that if that man puts his hands on you.
You can't scream wolf.
You hit him. Yeah. Why are you hitting him? And it's like, that's why I always tell people, if you're a person that likes your hands, walk away. Walk away when you feel yourself getting escalated. Don't just stay in that space. Like, you're not going to be able to calm down.
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But what do people do? No, I'll be able to do it until you feel that your hands are wrapped around his neck and he done smushed you into the fucking floor. Yep. You're like, oh my God.
Yep.
It can't be oh my God, sis.
But it is. It is oh my God. It's always traumatizing.
I'm sure. That's why you shouldn't be putting your hands on people.
Oh, nobody remembers that part.
No, right?
Nobody remembers that part. No. What? Ain't nobody remember that part.
Got you.
What else? Oh, Dr. Umar. So, Dr. Umar went on Little Yachty's podcast, and they talked about a bunch of stuff, but there is one topic I definitely wanted to talk to you about, and I will play it, actually.
Because I think a lot of that garbage they put in their bodies is cancer-causing.
Mm.
But guess who I blame for it? I'm not blaming my little sisters for getting a BBL. I'm not blaming my little sister for getting that collagen in their lips. I'm not blaming my little sisters for getting them breast implants.
Who you blaming?
I'm not blaming my little sisters for getting those car windshield wiper eyelashes.
Propaganda? Social media?
I'm blaming us.
Who? Black man?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because we have sexually objectified the black woman.
Yeah, but you don't think women make...
Let me finish this and then you're going to come back on me, y'all. Because you're one of the faces of hip-hop.
Yeah.
In the videos. I'm not holding you accountable for what everybody does, but generally speaking... There's few mediums of media that have sexually objectified the black woman more than hip-hop. Yeah. So, if I'm a little black girl, and every other music video I turn on. She's half dressed with big breasts and a big ass. And I want a black man to want me and like me. And I probably ain't got no daddy because the white man locked him up or the police killed him off. What am I going to do to be attractive? I'm going to go and get a BBL. Hmm. What I'm saying is black men, not just hip hop. I want to clarify. Black men, period. Professional black men, athletes, everyday brothers, all of us. I don't want to make the hip hop community more responsible, but y'all definitely leading the pack in terms of the sexual objectification of the black woman. If hip hop and the black man in general did not sexually objectify the black woman, we would not see the BBLs and physical surgeries that we are seeing from our black women to try to look more attractive. That's on us.
I feel like the black man always had their sights on the black woman and the black woman's body. I just think that it just changes over time. And I think that it goes in and out of like popular kind of things, right? I just think that what happened with the BBL is and all the things that he's talking about and just, you know, whatever, it got extreme and no longer like looked natural. It started to like turn into something that it's just like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, because people love Beyonce. What's your name? Aaliyah. Aaliyah ain't had nobody. She's a beautiful girl and she was a slim thing, right? And the same thing with, like, you know, all the rest of them that was back in the day that the men just found, you know, attractive. Maybe we could say that they focused more on the face back then, not really as much on the body. I don't know. Because I do think that, you know, some women, like, they're like, oh, their body. And you look at their face and you just like, ooh, just focus on the body.
Yo, somebody tweeted and said that was AD.
That's wild. I don't think AD is an ugly girl. I think that hairline and the way she wears her hair, she has to do something different. I think that's what
not the hairline.
I don't think she's an ugly girl. I think her hairline is just a little bit off. That's all.
Nah, the way they talk about her is she's not fit, like, face-wise, not attractive. Her body is on T.
Yeah, her body is on point. That girl don't play. I don't think she's an ugly girl. They think she's ugly?
Yeah.
Twitter thinks she's ugly?
Yeah.
Like, not even like she's aight? She's not walkable?
Not compared to her body.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they feel like it should be a better face on that body.
Yes.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah.
I don't think she's an ugly girl.
I don't think she's ugly either. I think she's really, I think she's pretty. I just think, yeah, the hairline, you know, yeah, she has to worry about that hair.
Yeah, she got to keep that.
But
up.
What if she gets a white man? She ain't got to worry about the hair then.
Wow. Wow.
Which I think she should probably be with a white man.
Why do you feel that?
There are qualities within AD that give me red flags when it comes to black men, i.e. how much focus she is on her body.
What do you think? They don't agree?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Why does that equal white man?
Because I don't think white men really give a fuck.
Yes, they do.
I don't. They be walking. Lydia, do you see the wigs on the women that they date?
The what?
The wigs on the women that they date?
What's that mean?
The wigs. Literally, the wig.
Oh, the wig.
Yes, the wigs be like, boom.
What about
their body? And they be going out on dates.
What about their body?
Fleek.
Oh, so you feel like her just outer appearance. What about her innards?
She's a cute girl, but I think she should work on that, you know, self-esteem a little bit. Because that whole Clay situation is like, sis. I would have slapped the dog shit out of that nigga at the fucking aisle. That's for that nigga wild. For that nigga to tell me that shit after I told you what's up? Oh, bitch, get the fuck off of me. I'm out of here.
But I mean, to be honest, like, he said it a million times.
And then she went and kissed him again. He went back. He was like, nah, I gotta go get my bitch. And no, then went to the
arm for me. You gotta go get your.
Gotta get my bitch. And then went to the dressing room. She's crying in tears. He walking in. Smooth guy.
She said, Clay, what? Fuck.
Sure did.
She was very blindsided.
She was. But, yeah, so you think it's always been a thing of black men.
Men like beautiful women.
Oh, so you don't think it's subjective to only black men? You think
there's always been females in videos. There has always been females in videos, right?
Even in the white videos?
Yeah. They
are. Even in JT videos?
Who JT?
JT.
My boy?
Yeah.
Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin got women in the videos.
Did they have BBL bodies or did they have regular bodies?
Did Britney have a BBL?
Some questioned.
Nah, Brittany was a baddie, son. Brittany was a baddie.
That's what I'm saying. Some questioned it.
That body was on point. Brittany had hips, all that.
That's what I'm saying. Some people thought she did.
No, I think Brittany was natural.
I thought so, too. But a lot of people think that she had some alterations similar to Christina.
You couldn't have possibly thought Christina had body work.
Somebody.
Maybe boobs.
Boobs.
Maybe boobs.
Boobs.
But, like, the bottom half, I think
hell
that was
no.
All, yeah, that was all them.
She's flat back.
Yeah. But I think that men always put women in videos that were, you know, beautiful, quote, unquote, to what the industry standard was at that moment, right? I think that BBLs and all of those different surgery things have become more accessible. That's what I should say. It's more accessible. It's something that you can actually acquire.
Okay, so before, was it not accessible? Okay, so here's
maybe
my
like
question.
Before, it wasn't financially acquirable. Maybe it wasn't something that people can afford like that.
Okay, but you're old enough. So you can say, what was it? Was it that the Russian girls was only doing it? Was it the Brazilian girls only doing it?
Them Colombians and them, them girls been doing it from since the turn of time. Where do you think you got fajas from? From them.
Oh.
Yeah, they always was on their bodies. Like, your body is your prized possession. Figure eight. Fajas at 8 years old. Shout out to my moms. I was in a faja, bro. Quick.
Wow.
Easy. Put your faja on. So it's not a thing where it's like, you know, in that type of a culture, in a Hispanic culture, like your body is your thing. Like, you got to make sure you look right. You got to make sure you're positioned correctly. You got to make sure your stomach is in. Like, it's just a thing. So it's like, and it's not even like the way they objectify it. It's almost like, yo, did you brush your teeth? Put your faja on. You got this. You put your faja on.
It's like a normal everyday.
Absolutely. So now it's like, oh, okay. You get your body, then you put your faja on and stuff like that. So now it's become associated with that instead of just associated where it originated.
Which was Colombia.
I think Colombia originated the faja. I'm going to have to look that up. Them girls is on fleek over there. But
you ain't never lie.
Now it's like, I don't know. I don't know if I think that it's that the men are promoting this, because I think that men always promote what their vision is. I don't think that that's ever changed.
Agreed.
If I think that, you know, it's pretty for girls to wear straight hair, right? They was wearing their straight hair. Oh, I love natural hair. Natural
hair.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's almost just like, I don't know what's first, the chicken or the egg. I don't know. But I know that men lead with their eyes.
That part.
Right? So if you want a certain, I would say that maybe women think that you're going to get like a certain caliber of man if you have like a certain look. But I also don't take the autonomy away from a woman. Again, true disclosure, I got a tummy tuck. I ain't like the way my fucking gut look. That ain't
yeah, but that's because you had a whole fucking kid,
yeah,
bro.
That ain't happened to no man. I'm cutting this thing off. every guy, you look good. You look good. I don't like the gut, okay? I don't like the way it looks. So does that have to do with a man? Absolutely not. So that's why I'm just like, I don't know.
Self-will, yeah.
Right? At what point is it like her determination that she also doesn't like it and it's accessible? I can get this thing done. As opposed to like, I'm doing this to get a man. Right. And then he's trying to say that the men are making the women want these things. And I would definitely fight against that, because I also think there's a lot of men. It's like, I like those tiger stripes. I like that fupa. I like that fucking little lump that you got on your leg. Right. We might not like it. We might not find it attractive. But I think that when you ask a man what he finds attractive and you ask a woman what she finds attractive,
it's always going to be two different things. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, consistently.
I'm looking at you like, I woke up, I got crust in the corner of my eye, I got my little old lady
grandma on,
and you turn around, you're like, babe, you're the most beautiful
sexiest
thing
on earth.
And I'm like, what?
What the fuck is wrong
with
you?
Are you looking at? Right? I had a conversation with my guy the other day. I was walking to a house. I looked toe up from the floor up. Had on my sweatsuit. To me, I looked toe up. I had on my sweatsuit. I was going to visit a family. It was a new intake. Let me just do this real quick because my week has been crazy. Work has been crazy. Intakes have been crazy. Cool. I go to the house. I'm standing at the door. FedEx dude walks up. He's standing on the court. He's standing next to me, whatever, whatever. And he looks at me. He's just like, you are absolutely beautiful. You are absolutely gorgeous. And I'm looking. I said, thank you. And I was just like taken aback because I'm just like,
I look like rough. Shit.
I look rough, bruh. And so I tell him, I tell my guy about it, and he sends me a clip. And he was like, let me explain to you the way a man's brain works, right?
Please.
I'm like, yo, but I'm on 100. You know, I'm like, yo, nobody talks to me.
Yes.
Nobody talks.
Yes.
Nobody talks to me on the 100. When I'm looking like halfway dead, yeah.
When I look like a bum?
I said halfway dead.
Nina, a gentle reminder that some men will stick their periwinkle into any boob and pipe. And it's not a compliment. I'm walking around like this and this man goes, damn, huh? Mm. Sir.
Look at
you. Look at my hoodie. I look like a hoodie. Let me clear this up real quick. You see, the thing is, us men have superpowers you women don't know nothing about. We got x-ray vision for big clothes. It don't matter if y'all come outside.
Oh, that's cap. That's cap. That's cap.
We can see through all the
colors. That's cap. That is cap.
Bad is bad.
You slice it. And we know how to spot baddies. You think if y'all put on big clothes or clothes that y'all don't see as attractive, that it's going to stop us from seeing a true you?
Yes.
Negative. That's not going to work.
Yes. It absolutely does. It absolutely does.
He said upon...
If you bad like that, when you really put it together, oh, you super bad. And that's on everything. Respectfully, of course. Sensational.
So for him, he like, yo, if you look homeless... You thought you look homeless. Nah, we saw through the x-ray vision. Like, she's a baddie, bro.
Yo, that's cap. Because you want to know why?
Tell me why.
Because I wear sweats on a daily basis. I love me some sweats.
You know we love a sweat.
Love some sweats. As soon as I put on a dress or a skirt, they're like, damn, I know you had all of that back there. So clearly.
What men?
What do you mean?
What men?
Any men.
At that?
Any dude that I've come across,
they don't have
always
on the earth.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's cap, bro. Or it's got to be over a certain age. Maybe I'll say that over a certain age.
Maybe that.
Because I'll say between the ages of 35 and 28, Clipiana for that. They don't see that.
Yeah, no. They definitely always approach me on a real bum ass day. I don't. It's one of the funniest things. And you know,
not a real bum ass day.
It, but again, because to me. When I look, I'm not looking at no nigga no bum ass day.
Sure not.
I'm not.
Sure
I'm
not.
Like, oh God.
Oh my God, ew.
Right? I don't have x-ray vision.
Sure don't.
I don't. But
sure
they
don't.
Do. And they're very good with like, you know, analyzing whatever it is that they want, whatever it is they see. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. When he said this to me, he was like, yeah, you don't listen. I don't.
I rebel.
Feel like a bum, but okay.
I rebel. It's okay though. All right. So new music. Your boy CB is going back on tour.
I saw it, and I was waiting for you to tell me that you was taking me to the concert.
Yeah, that's fine. You just let me know what date. You don't even know him.
Why not?
Because you don't know him.
Who don't know Diddy?
None of y'all bitches know Diddy.
You don't think that our girl knew him?
No, I don't. I absolutely don't think that she knew him.
Why?
I think she knew what his penis looked like.
That's crazy.
But I don't think she knew him.
Why? You don't think Diddy lets people know him on a personal
No. level? No. Absolutely not.
Why do you think that is?
I think he keeps you at a surface layer.
Why do you think that is?
Could be trauma.
Is it trauma?
Could be trauma.
What kind of trauma?
Could be lack of trust in people. Lack of safety, security.
So what do you think gets these people to stay around him?
Money.
You think he leaves by money?
Yeah, absolutely. They're definitely getting something out of this. And then Diddy gets his, you know, shake it, shake it.
What does Diddy get?
Shake it, shake it.
Wow.
He gets a little shake it, shake it. But, yeah, Meek Mill dropped an album. But you don't listen to Meek Mill, so.
I don't want to talk about Meek.
Why?
Meek has had some questionable clips on the internet. Meek has had some questionable clips on the internet. And if my guys, I told them I don't want you to send me nothing else.
Why?
No, thank you.
No good?
Absolutely not. There's been some real questionable things. And I'm just like, what's going on here? And how did we miss this for all of these years? And then it's like the Diddy allegations come out. All of a sudden, you're looking at me through your corner of your eye. I don't like that.
Yeah, but you should also look at Usher at the corner of your eye, too.
Here's the thing, right? We're not going to do that with Usher.
But why? Because he was named in a lawsuit with Lil Rod, too.
I just said we're not doing that with Usher.
But I want to know why.
I could do that with Meek.
Okay? So y'all could do that with Meek.
Meek under the
why? I was asked, and I asked CJ, why we got that. Usher bias? Why Usher get the grace?
Usher, baby. I just want to get your attention. No, I just feel like I don't want to know anything else. I feel like every time somebody sends me something, it stresses me out more. I'm just like, yo, I don't want to know nothing else. Like, I don't want to know anything else. I feel like whatever they were doing was their business, and let's keep this their business.
That's how you feel now?
I'm stressed. I'm stressed. I don't like it. I don't like any part of it. I'm just like, what is going on here? Like, how all of a sudden we go from, you know, all right, cool, we got Philly, we got new, you know, Usher, ATL, and now y'all out here telling me that they was like dipping and dabbling in weird stuff. I don't like that.
You sure?
I don't.
He's a freak.
Super freak.
He's a little freak.
I think all of them are, though. That's why I want to talk about this.
What do you mean? Let's talk about this. What do you mean? Why do you think all of them are super freaks?
Accessibility to like a bunch of things. And I think that I'm not in that spotlight, right?
She wants to clarify.
I don't know anything about this spotlight. But maybe the oversaturation of women and the same thing all the time leads them to want to try something different. I don't know.
And the trying something different is some dick?
Oh, no. No. Because
I just want to know.
What's wrong with sexual exploration, right?
There's nothing. Are you saying there's nothing wrong?
Consenting. Okay? Like, if you're going to be sexually exploring and you're going to do these things, people have to consent. You can't be like, tonight's your night. Like, I mean, what are you, like, no, I'm supposed to know what I'm getting myself into.
Well,
even like there was somebody, I don't remember who it was, that they agreed to meet up with a man and then another man popped out and he was like,
oh, Dwight Howard.
I didn't agree to that, bro. I think Cam and Mace talked about it. They were right. I did not agree to that, right? I agreed to have a little fun. I didn't agree to that fun.
Yeah, the trans. Yeah, the trans walked in the door.
That's not what I agreed to. So when you're in this and you're doing these different things, you're saying like, oh, but you came here. Nigga, I came here for you. What are you talking about?
Not, they brought out a whole not another, for a tranny.
Hello. Just saying. So, and that's with anything. Like it's full disclosure. That is such an intimate space. Like, what is going on? And then you want to tell me, like, they was doing it. They was young kids. They wanted to get on. Bro, I don't want to know.
Yeah. What you think about Marcus Houston? Oh, yeah. By the way, I went down a YouTube rabbit hole about NSYNC, Britney Spears, Justin Bieber, the whole 4-9. I didn't watch a Backstreet Boys one, but that's the next one I'm going to watch.
No, don't do that.
I'm going to watch that one. Yeah, I have to.
So what rabbit hole, what did you find?
So basically, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, they were somehow like connected to each other. Chris knew the guys over, Chris from NSYNC knew the guys over at Backstreet Boys. I think one of his friends was one of the like the bandmates. And then the managers were the same. But he was touching them too.
He was touching the boys?
Yeah, he was touching them.
Justin?
Lance.
He was touching Lancey.
I
don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah. Lancey said it. He said it in an interview.
Why he let them men touch him?
He thought it was normal then?
Oh, that's old. Yeah, that's perverts.
He thought it was normal then.
Boy thinking that that's normal. I got to do this to get on.
Poor little Lancey. He was so cute.
He was. And he was a nice, quiet.
Yeah, they knew what. Yeah, you always know.
You better get off me.
Yeah, you gotta do the quiet ones. I'm loud. They're not gonna do me.
No, they're not touching me.
Not gonna touch me.
I told you. I asked my guy. I said, "Oh, babe, if they," I said, "if somebody kidnapped me, would you pay $20,000 for my ransom?" He said, "They're gonna send."
They're gonna send you back. I'm not gonna pay anything because they're gonna send you back.
That's crazy. Because I have some questions. I want to know why they chose me. I definitely.
You cute.
Chose me. I'm like, oh my god, you chose me. Tell me why.
You cute.
That's it.
Yeah.
You don't care about my personality?
No.
I can cook.
That's nice. But you're my slave. You'll be my house slave.
I don't know. I don't like the word slave. Now. Come on. Now.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
We in this together now. No. You're kidnapping me. I ain't got to be no slave.
Yeah.
Yo, don't kill me.
You're the slave now.
You have to make sure my kid gets money every month.
No. No, what? She might get,
you got to send me back.
Recruited.
No, you're not recruiting my baby.
See?
Send me back. I don't agree. Okay? I don't agree.
I can't. Well, that's it. It's all on the list today.
That's all. That's all the topics.
Yeah, that's all the topics today. Fancy. I know, right? I did a good job.
You did a good job on today's.
Fucking list. Love is Blind.
Don't listen to her. It's a very, very, very informative show.
No, it's not. It's actually fucking chaos. It's six seasons of nothing but fucking chaos.
No, I think
men that show that they have no capability of actually fucking marrying these women,
what are you
putting these
about?
Women
my girl
through
is pregnant
all these
from my guy
who
from last season. They're pregnant.
Who?
Oh man.
The black couple?
No. The were they Jewish?
I don't agree with it.
I'm trying to find my favorite couple. They're expecting right now.
Who is expecting? I wanna know. Okay, so I will play my pick of the week while you struggle and figure it out.
Okay.
I'm gonna play Two Step to Me from Fabo and Solection.
Cautious who you come with.
That's what she told me. She said,
make sure they gon' ride for you.
Just be cautious.
Make sure that you make it home safely tonight.
To be honest, I don't know what's really waiting on us. Got a bunch of niggas outside hating on us. She looking like, what did I get myself into? She looking like she gon' call the cops and then shoot. She from the birds and all. She don't wanna see me take it to another level. She be secondhand embarrassed like a scarlet letter. I don't wanna let her down. I don't wanna let her down. Promise we would have a good time tonight. As soon as we walk in,
my arms are over there. Watch them stop and stare. Don't go no further than that, no, no. They know I got the Nina with me. My niggas with me. Yeah, you just can't see them. They'll come rush if I need them. They'll come rush. Baby, dance with me, just dance with me. Cool off, she just a fan with me. Love with me, thugs with me. The gang with me, gang with me. I see them looking at me. I can see in your eyes that it's jealousy. And I wish a nigga would be bold enough to step to step to me.
Step to me. Okay. All right, so you want to announce your pick of the week?
Teddy Swims, Lose Control. Whoop, whoop.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
That is a wrap for today's episode.
I can't find my people. Oh. Got her. See, right before you tried to wrap it up, this couple.
Oh, they're pregnant? Yep. Aww.
You're
Oh, they lasted for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I told you.
So it does work.
It works. It works. It works.
Aw, that's so cute.
I stopped. They got pregnant. I think she's almost due.
She look like she's almost due. She's almost, amen.
I love it.
She looks like she's almost due.
Alexa and Brennan.
Yes, they're very cute together. I can't wait. I'm glad they made it. Now I just need the black couple to make it.
That's wild.
Just saying. Well, thanks guys for listening this week. Thanks, Lydia, for popping by.
Word up. Hopefully, you know, our guy CJ feels better next week.
Hopefully.
I just want to say, CJ, that I'm behind in 20 notes because, you know, I had to pop in for you. So
yeah,
I'm sure like lunch or something will be coming.
Yes, yeah. Something, you know, take her for lunch.
No, not take me. Send it. Yo, he's going to really stab you. Like you're really looking for that.
He can take you to lunch with me. Duh. Hello. I got to get fed, too. The fuck? I don't understand this.
And as always, guys, get you a therapist. Don't be out here just living life without a therapist.
You need a fucking therapist. Make sure you have one. If not, call her. She's a licensed therapist. Listen. We appreciate y'all for listening this week. Peace.
Later, Gators.